Yudches Amet Beis, 3 lines from the bottom. Va'af Rabbi Yonasan Hodabei. In the beginning of the sugya, Daf Yudches Amet Aleph, we hear Amachloikes, Rab Chiye and Rabbi Yonasan. They were walking in a Beis HaKvoris, and Rab Chiye had a tiny to Rabbi Yonasan. His tzitzis were schlepping on the Beis HaKvoris. So he said, you should pick up your tzitzis, because they're going to say, L'mocha boin etzleinu, v'achshav mechalfin oisonu. So he had a tiny to Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan told him, U'miyodi kuli hai, are they aware of what's happening? That's how the sugya started. If how much knowledge Mason have of what is happening with them, or what's happening in the world, or if they have bechlal, any ideas. So it would seem there was a machlokes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Chiya. So the Gemara at the end of the sugya says, Va'af Rabbi Yonasan hodarbei, Rabbi Yonasan had charota. Because we have a memre, the Omer Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Minayim lemeisim shemesaprim zeim ze. That meisim speak one to the other and one can get yedias from the other. Shenema, we had in the Parshas v'zoisa broche, v'yoymer Hashem eilov zoisa oretz asher nishbati l'Avrom l'Yitzhak l'Yakev l'Emer. After the Rabbeinu Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu Eretz Yisrael, so he said, Zaysa Ores Ashanishbati Lavrom Leitzakal Yaakov Lamer. So the Lamer is like a sore thumb. My Lamer. Oma Kodesh Borhu Lemoisha Leich Emerlehem Lavrom Leitzakal Yaakov. Shvuish Nishbati Lachem Kvarki Amtia Livnechem. That the Rabbeinu Shalom was Mekayim the Shvuah. So what does Rashi say? Zoysa Oretz b'misas Moshe Ksiv. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta before the Ptire, he told him he should go, after the Ptire, he should go and tell the Ovois that the Rabbeinu Shalom was Mekayim the Shvuah. We'll see Pshat yet in this Gemara. V'isalke daitoch de lo yodi ki omalu mai havi. If Mesim... Rashi says, "V'salke daitach de lo yodi eina mevinim klum elo tzare de gufa." They can only be margish the tzar that they have. That still remains. The Shlomo Mishnasi said it's like the yediyas that a balchai has, but something more than that they don't have. V'salke daitach de lo yodi ki amalu mayhavi. What's there to tell? They don't have any yediyas bechlal binyoni oylam hazeh. So we see that Rabbi Yonasan holds that they do have yediyas. They understand. So the Gemara says, Elo mai di yodi. So if they do know what's happening, lama leila meimalu. So why is it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them? They're aware what's happening. The news in the world that Klal Yisrael was zeichet Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Lachzuki leitevusa lemoishe." They should be machzik toive lemoishe. This is the end of the Gemara. Oide v'loy eivosh. This is a shrekleche Gemara. The whole shakle v'tari of the Gemara is very difficult to understand. Number one, I didn't understand what stamazay pshat that the Rabbeinu Shlalom told Moshe Rabbeinu. Amoy lem lavrom leyitzak leyakei, shvue shenishbati lochem, the shvue which I swore to you, kvar kiyamtiya livnechem. Now, kvar kiyamtiya livnechem is a very strong lotion. That means there was niskayim already. So if Moshe Rabbeinu had lived through the yeshivas Eretz Yisroels after the kibush and the yeshiva and the chalukas Oretz, he witnessed it, so then it's, then we understand. So go and tell the Oveis, Kvar Kiyamtiya. We're holding Kaidem Amaisa. There's still an Eber Ayalde. Nothing happened yet. So what's the Kvar Kiyamtiya? I looked in the Lashon of the Sifri. The Sifri says a different Lashon. The Sifri says, Emoyloi La Oveis. Nishbati b'shvue. To them I swore. Ulecha hareisicha beinecha. I showed you b'mara nevue what's going to be. So that's good. So there was a mara nevue that the Rebbein Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad hayom ha'acha in Rashi brings down, ad hayom ha'acha in Ishodim b'mara nevue, Yisrael yoishim b'shal bosom. Good. So that I understand what the Sefri says. The Sefri says, tell the others, l'cho ha'rei sicha b'necho, you saw a mara nevue. But here it says, shenishbati lechem kvar kiyamtia, I was mekayim et livnechem. Where is there a kiyam? Where was there a kiyam? That's problem number one, which I didn't find someone should bother to ask. Problem number two, I found already the Ben Yoyoda asks the Kashe, so the Gemara says if the Mesim are aware, so they know already that Klal Yisrael was Zeiche to Eretz Yisrael. So why does he have to tell them? L'achzuki le'tevusa le'moyshe. They should be marzik toive le'moyshe. So what's the marzik toive? And they know already. So what's the marzik toive? He told them, they knew from before it seems. It seems they knew already. So what's the marzik toive? That the Ben Yoyada asks. So it's a very difficult gemara. Gabyaynison Shtaiv Zechayna Lebroche asks a third shayla. He says, l'chayre, there's a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says on the Pasuk, Vayavoi ad Chevron, by Kolev, he came to Chevron. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Vayavoi is not going only on Kolev, the Vayavoi is going on the Shechina. The Shechina went together with Kolev to Chevron. Levasra la'avon de moto zimne la'olo banayo la'are. The oimilon kutshebarichu. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when Kolev came to the Ma'ores HaMachpele, he told them there was a shvue to you, but the time came now for Klal Yisrael to go in Eretz Yisrael. So it seems the others already were aware 40 years ago already, as Kvar Higia Ha'etz. So why was it necessary not for Moshe Rabbeinu? So that Rabbi Yonis and Zechayna Boche answers. He says, it seems the time came, but they still didn't go in. Gora Machet. There was the Chet HaMeraglim. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu came to tell the others, it's settled. Nothing's going to hold back. And so this was a different psura. This they didn't hear 40 years before. This they heard that Kvar Kiyamtia. No, the Shaila is, how could Moshe Rabbeinu say, Kvar Kiyamtia, nothing happened yet. Who knows what could happen? The only way I can understand the Gemara, if this is the Emes Pshat, I'm not giving a guarantee, Abba Ulai, this is Efshe Pshat in the Gemara. The Ran and the Droshes brings down a Ramban ala Teire. The Ramban says, Amoyre deki Yesod. And the Rav, this is the Loshin that the Ran says. Ki kasher ye'ose eize poil me eis Hashem doime lemashe yikorei ba'osid ha'poil ha'hu mekayem ha'osid. The Ramban says a yesod. We see many times Nevi'im were told to do certain pulas. Kochotish gabovel on ododose. They were did pu'ulas. Why was it necessary that these pu'ulas should be done? So the Ramban says, as you saw, a nevuah is flexible. A nevuah can change. But already if a chelik of the nevuah was already chal on this world, the nevuah started, so memele, the nevuah has to come. That's the Loshon HaRamban. Ha'poyel ha'hu, this pula, mikayim ha'osid, that ensures that the osid will come about, and this is not like other nevuahs which can become bottle, the nevuah has to come about. And the Ran says this is one of the reasons that Yodoy Echezes Ba'kev Esav, why was this necessary, that Bishas Esav came out, that Yaakov was holding it. So this was a pula that Osid Yaakov to take over the Malucha. Whatever will happen, whatever Klal Yisrael will be, but this has to come about. This already, that it was Niskayim already, as at Amongichav. So Esav will never have a total shlita over Yaakov. The Sof will be Yodei Echezus Bakev Esav. So it could be that what happened over here? Moshe Rabbeinu went up Allah, and the Rabbeinu Shalom showed him, the Pasuk says, Vayareyu Hashem Eskol Ha'oretz. Shareyu Eskol Ha'oretz B'Shalvoso. Now, we have to understand, if this was Amara HaNevuah, so if it was Amara HaNevuah, so why do you have to go on the hook? I mean, if Moshe Rabbeinu is seeing how Eretz Yisrael will look like in 20 years, so why do you have to go up to the hole? It seems this Mara Nevuah was Moshe Rabbeinu was shown on this world, Yeshivas Klal Yisrael, how it's going to be. That means looking at Eretz Yisrael, he was able to see Klal Yisrael B'Shalvosa. It seems it wasn't an abstract Mara HaNevuah. He looked at Eretz, Vayareyu Es Oretz. He, on the har, he saw Eretz Yisrael. And in this Riyah, he also saw Yeshivas Klal Yisrael Be Eretz Yisrael. It could be this Riyah was considered already a haschole of the Kiyum HaNevuah. That means Moshe Rabbeinu saw already in Eretz Yisrael Yeshivas Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. He saw the yeshiva. So if he saw the yeshiva has to come about already. This was already on this world. It was Ariya Chushis. He saw Eretz Yisrael, Vayareyu Es Ha'oretz, but by looking at Eretz Yisrael, he was able to see Klal Yisrael, Yoishvim B'Shalvosa. So could be that is Pshat Kvar Kiyam Tiyo Livnechem. Akiyum was Chal already. That's Mamish the Loshon HaRamban. The Ramban says that when a poyel is done, when a poyel dimyon is done, ahu mikayim ha'osid, this ensures that the osid should be. So this is the kvar kiyam tiyol livneichem. A kiyum to the nevuah was niskayim. This is not the psure that Kolev told the others. Kolev told the others, the time came. That's true. The time came, but they weren't zeichet to go into Eretz Yisrael. Masha Enkein, Moshe Rabbeinu already, who was Vayareyu Es Ha'oretz, he was able to see the Yeshivas Ha'oretz. Beriya Chushis on this world, this was already Ke'ilu Kvar Ischil HaYeshiva, and that could be Pshat in the Gemara, Kvar Kiyamti Olivnecha. Now, that's the first half of the Gemara. Now, the second half of the Gemara, The Gemara is asking Akasha, so Lamaisa, since this occurred already, there was already a Kiyum of the Nevuah, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu? The Yodi, Lomelei Lameim Elohu? So the Gemara says, Lachzuki Lei Tivusa. So we mentioned before, that the Ben Yoyada asks, he doesn't understand, what's the Lachzuki Lei Tevusa? They know already. What's the Yashikoyach to Moshe Rabbeinu? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do here? Lulei de Mistafina, I would like to say a second shot. The Sidurei Shel Shabbos, the Ber Mayim Chaim, brings down from the Abderov, he says a very interesting shot in this Gemara. He says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam could not find a legitimate excuse that Moshe Rabbeinu should die. It's going to be a problem though. Finished me. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted the Pesazo Yoshtarben, but there was no legitimate reason. So the Ber Mayim Chaim and Sidurei Shel Shabbos says as follows. Leimotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leimotzo Ila Lohavi Misa Al Moshe. Im loy shemotze loy af poze mokim shlichas. He needed Moshe Rabbeinu for a shlichas. The tekev shetziva loy shlichas halos, Moser Navshoi taken for the Mise, Bechdei Lasse Shlichus Lamokim. Das hat gehabt Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a mitzvah. Rabbi Yishlom wants a Shlichus someone to go to the office and tell them. No, Rabbi Yishlom will. Forget about it. There's no more Tainis, there's no Veschanon, there's nothing. This is not a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to Lechem Mipirio. This is also a mitzvah. Rabbi Yishlom will must go into the office. It's a memela. So it's Muchen and Mizumen. It could be like this. If Moshe Rabbeinu would not be muchen for the shliches, so this kiyum would never come about. This whole kiyum that came about, that's kvar kiyam tiyo, only came about because Moshe Rabbeinu, that was lamer, that was the whole tachlis of the harisicha was that he should tell the others. So the kiyum anavue came about through that Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim to go. So that's la'achzik le'tevusa faker. They were machzik teiva for the kiyum taker, not for the yediyah. The yediyah they knew already. He told them old news. But that there was a kiyum on this nevuah, that was only through that Moshe Rabbeinu was muchan to go b'shlichus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could be this is pshat in the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, kol ha'mesaper achrei hameis ki ilu misaper achrei ha'evan. What does Rashi say? Ha'misaper achrei hameis begnusoi shel meis achra misosoi. So what is chat ki misaper ki ilu misaper achrei ha'evan? So there's a machlokes. Ike da amri de lo yodi. They're not aware. The gnus that he's speaking on this world about the mace, they're not aware about it in Gans. Vike da amri, di yodi, v'lo ich bislohu. So geitze in ishton. That's this memre of Rabbi Yitzchok. It's very interesting. We heard the Gemara before, Dav Yudches Amet Beis, that the wife of Ahu Chosedecho told that this Riva was not buried with Tachichim, and she said, Kvar Nishma Bein Achayim, it seemed to bother her. I don't want to talk anymore to you about this. It seems the personal things, it seems, you have to know how this Gemara stems with Rav Yitzchok. It seems that it's, here it's Yodi, and Laich Bislu, or the Lo Yodi, the Gemara Dav Yudches Amud Beis seems that Tziyodi v'ichbeslo. She didn't want to speak anymore. We're on show. People know what we're talking about. That it's probably Noida Ben Achayim that she doesn't have Tachichim. So it seems Tziyodi v'ichbeslo. Tav Medisim Shat in the Gemara Dav Yudches Amud Beis. Al Kaponim here, Rabbi Yitzchok says a memre that they don't know. Or if they don't know, it doesn't bother them. He says, the inyan of gnus. He was talking about these in yonim. Some of the, what a person speak, this could be, this not a yediyah what's happening by him. This is in yonim gnus, what a person is very sensitive to. Lachem meiv esam, the bechlau doesn't know about it, it doesn't bother him. Frag the gemore, for omar, rav pope, chad ishtoi milse, basrei de mar shmul. Someone once spoke an inyan about shmul. The novel Kanye Mitalolo, and a beam fell from the roof, Ubozo la Arniki de Moiche, and it split his head. So Baista Chepesoista was the Hakpode of Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, Shiny Tzuva Mirabonon de Kutche Bericha Tova Bikore. The Gemara and the Havamina held that the Rabbeinu Shloilom wanted to be noikim their tzar that they were soivul. So that was the Gemara's kasha. So it seems they have tzar. It seems that they're aware what's happening. So the Gemara says, no, they don't have tzar. They don't know anything. Shmuel didn't know anything about it. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was teveya the covered of Shmuel. Agav uche, other of the Mephoshim say, Ishtoi Milse. He spoke about Ishtoi Milse. The Birchas Aaron wants to say, if you remember, when we learned the Gemara Daf Yudches Amud Beis, we brought over a Maise from the Goinim, that the Goinim said why Shmuel's father is called Avua de Shmuel. There was a very interesting maise with Shmuel, with how Shmuel was Nisaber. Shmuel's father was B'medinas Hayom, and he found out that if that night his wife will become Nisaber, will be Zeicher to a son of Adam Godel, he came with Hashem, he returned with Hashem, against a maise, and the people were choshed, and he was back in Medina Sayom, and she was Nisaba that night, and people were choshed that Shmuel was a mamzer, that she wasn't Nisaba from her husband. That was this maise he wants to say. That, he said over, sir. Milse means Milse Yedua. He told over that maise. He wanted to be Madgish the maise. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tova Bikore. The Kovod of a Talmud Chochem, the Rabbi Nishloam is Tova Bikore. The Ben Yoyodo asks three kashes on Rabbi Yitzchak. There's one shaila, which is not too difficult to answer. There's a Gemara in Yumid Afchav Beis Amid Beis. The Pasuk says about Shaul HaMelech, Ben Shona B'molchai. When he became a melech, he was a year old. So one man, the Yomar, says that, watch out, he was a year old and he became melech. It doesn't mean literally he was a year old. He was K'moy Ben Shona L'chet. Lo'i To'am Tam Chet. That was the darga of Shaul B'shas de Malchus. Lo'i To'am Tam Chet. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asks Hashai, how do you know that that's pshat in the Pasuk? Maybe he was keben shana shemeluchlich betit v'tzoye. He looked like a 1 year old. That's meluchlich betit v'tzoye. Ah, this is ben shana. This says what characteristic of a ben shana? Yes, maybe that's shat ben shana. Shoye meluchlich betit v'tzoye. That was Rab Nachman Zakash. What do you want to say? Pshat in the posik. Maybe that's pshat in the posik. So the Gemara says, Chozo Rab Nachman siyute becholmei. That night, Rav Nachman had a nightmare. And Malachi Chabola came to him, and he was there dishrocken. So later he woke up, and it gebet mechila von Shaul HaMelech, ne'nesi lochem atzmoy Shaul ben Kish Melech Yisrael, gebet mechila. He shouldn't have, you could fatayt however you want, but if you're speaking about Shaul HaMelech, you shouldn't have such a havmin that's pshat and posim. So the Ben Yehuda says, if they don't know, it doesn't bother them. So he says, that's nishkifelech. He says, there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tova Bikore. That's not too bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tova Bikore. It doesn't say B'chal Shaul came. He had a nightmare. Malachi Pachat Oyem Avisa Noisei. So that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tova Bikore. That's not too bad. But he has two more Maimori Chazal. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Rav Ashi said, Lemochel Niftach Bechavrin. Tomorrow we'll speak about the Melochim who are the equal to us, Chavrin. They were also Tamidei Chachomim, Ve'en Lam Chelek Lo'ilam Abo. And Rav Ashi meant to speak about Menashe. So the Gemara says that night Menashe visited him in Acholim. You think we're on the same madrege? You're equal to us. You're a chaver. I'll fail you. So yes, the mashayla where you're beitzeya, where you're supposed to be beitzeya on the pass, where you're supposed to start cutting a pass. Rav Ashi didn't know. I made the gigamore. Al koponim. So it seems that Menashe was insulted. He called him a chaver. The chaver of Menashe, Rav Ashi wasn't right to be called a chaver of Menashe. So what did Rav Yitzchak do with this gemara? So the Ben Yehuda says, maybe this is also not too gefelach. Could be, Chazal tell us, Menashe did tshuva. So it could be a Kaddish Baruch Hu Tova Bikorei. I, Menashe, came in the Cholom. That was Eichet Timtzeh, but not Menashe came on his own initiative. The Rabbi Nishloilam sent him a cholam with Menashe, but the motivation wasn't Menashe, the Rabbi Nishloilam sent Menashe. Lach eichet ahal betzoveh. Also not too bad. But then he has a Yalkut Shemoini. In Yalkut, in the Pasuk it says, there's a Pasuk in Melochim Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Kapitel Chof Aleph, it says as follows, Rak loy hoya ke achov asher hismaker lasis ora beinei Hashem. The Pasuk is speaking about there were malachim before Achav, also the Shoim, but Achav took the cake. That means, Lehoyo ka Achav asher hismaker, he sold himself completely, lasei sara be'enei Hashem. Rab Levi took this Pasuk, and he saw the Pasuk is going fully against Achav, the cheschoinus of Achav. So for 6 months, he darshan this pasuk l'gnai. Whatever gnai he could think of, like hoyoke, he darshan, that was the drosha, that was a 6 month drosha, he was darshaning this pasuk, he was saying the gnai of Achav. Yeah? So the Yalkut tells an incident, also legabe belailya, after 6 months, he was fed up, Achav was fed up with the drosh already, mamish, dos, and dos, he told everybody all the things he did. So he comes to Rab Levi, and he says, machatosi loch, masolchis loch, what did I chipper with you? What are you being mafalsim? Isloch reisha de psuke amodne meis. He says, you just look at the beginning of the pasuk, you don't look at the end of the pasuk. I'm a meis. You start dashing half a pasuk. Look at the end of the pasuk. What does it say at the end of the pasuk? The pasuk says, asher heisato oisoi izevel ishtoi. So the pasuk puts the complete blame on izevel. It was izevel's fault. Al Koponim, it seems that Achav was annoyed, to put it mildly. He was annoyed with Rab Levi's drosha. It's schwer to say that Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yikorei. This is a very not Menashe Tshuva Gitan Gdolim Bale Tshuva. But Al Koponim Achav, we don't know that Achav did Tshuva. So it seems it bothered him. What did Rab Yitzchak do with this memra? So he says, could be there was a taina on the noviat got a taina to Rab Levi. You're dashing psukim krum. You're dashing the first half of the posik. You're not dashing the second half of the posik. So maybe the taina was as the covenant of the noviat gizok that the whole sibes achek was a sherisata oisoi izevel ishtoi, and you're putting the complete blame on Achav. So taita, it could be. The Taina was Alf the Novi, and Achav was just used as a Echetimtze to come to Rab Levi in Cholim and mourn from him. But really, it wasn't Achav that bothered him. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol amesaper achar mitoson shel talmidei chachomim, neifel begehenem. A person who speaks a dovo gnai an a talmud chochem la'acham isosoi, the marshal wants to say tzadikim b'misosam kruyim chayim, it's only a yeshenim. We say in the posik mekayim minosoi lishenei ofar, the yeshenim, they're not that's but the abemis of bchina chai is kolam mesaper achen mitosin shol tamidei chachamim noifel begehen shenema vamatim akal kaloisom yelichem Hashem es poyelei ha'oven sholim al Yisrael afilu b'shosh sholim al Yisrael yelichem Hashem es poyelei ha'oven. Now let's try to understand the drosha. Let's see what Rashi says. We have the few Rashis before. Kanye mitalolo, kone godol vekove nofo minagak, tlolo gak. Arneke demoiche, ki shamoyach munach boy. Vahamatim akal kaloisom. Leel minaksiv etiva Hashem latoivim. Belishon beliboisom. So, before we are speaking about people who are Toivim and Yeshorim, the Somachlei, so right afterwards it says, Vahamatim Akal Keloisom. So what does that mean? Vahamachriyim Matim Rashi holds the lotion of Hachro. Vamachiyim es choyvosom yoyser al zechu yoysom. Lahatoysom lekaf choyva. He wants to be machiyim them letzat choyva, and that's with akalkaloysom, which is with crookedness. Is yelichem Hashem es poyalei ha'oven. The Rabbeinu Shalom will bring them together with the poyalei ha'oven, the Gehenna. Now what does this mean? Sholem al Yisrael, afilu b'shasha sholem al Yisrael. What does this mean? So Rashi, in the reality, did not as yet prove it. This pasuk is speaking about a person who is speaking aloshin gnai and toivim. That's true. But where do we see that these toivim are not alive anymore? That's the problem. So let us see Toisvis, and then there's another pshat. Afilu bishor shesholim al Yisrael. Vahainu la'achar misosay. That means, even though the person who they spoke about is not alive anymore, they will never fight or make a machloikis with the one who was megan of them because they're not around anymore. So that is the raya. He says, we're speaking about the toivim that from the Friedrich Apostle. A person who is mata, these toivim. But how do we know that it's speaking about la'acha misas ha'toivim? Because it says, even though this dibur did not bring about any machloikis, because they show them al Yisrael, afal pikein, elichem Hashem es poyelei ha'ovim. Others want to say a different pshat. The Eitz Yosef says a different pshat. That sholem al Yisrael means misas tzadikim is machapel. So even though Meira de Kabir, even though Mises Tzadikim is Mechaper, and this brought about Sholem al Yisrael, this brought about Sholem, but this person who did not correctly evaluate the Chshivas of the Tzadik, is Machiyem Lekaf Choyve, so he will not benefit from the Sholem al Yisrael that the Mises Tzadikim is Mechaper, and he's going to be Neifel Begen. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. That the Mises Tzadikim will not help him, nor Adarabe. The Dibu will bring about that he should be Neifel Begen. Neifel, others say Pshat, that there's a Yoyred Legehenim, and there's a Neifel Begen. A Yoyred Begen, the Gehenim is Shreklach. By other people, they zeiche yoyred l'gehenim. Yoyred is, they go sebislach, step by step. It's, so, v'nisht vi, one can be misragel with the oinshim of the first madura, then they go to the second madura. So he's a little bit rogel. It's not me, igra romo labira amikta. This person is neufel l'gehenim. That means there's no, he goes from the top to the bottom. Neifel began. And that's a midi keneged midi because he's taking a tzaddik and he's begrubbing him. He's not going. He's not saying, not as a grace, a little. He's a matem akal kaloisam. He's machiel akat choiva. He's going all the way down. So midi keneged midi, he also goes all the way down. Tone the vei Rabbi Yishmoel. Im ra'isa Talmud Chochem she'ovar aveira balayla. If you saw a Talmud Chochem that was over aveira balayla, al taharer achrav bayoyim shema osa tshuva. One should not be mahara. He shouldn't even think to be mahara before we're speaking about speaking against that tzaddik. Here one, it shouldn't even think that no, he was even aveira. He saw with his own eyes. Ra'isa Talmud Chochem shover aveira balayla al taharer achav bayoy. Don't, he should not be lower in your eyes. Shema osa tshuva. So the Gemara asks, Shemos al kedaitoch elavada yosa tshuva. So others say a very gishmak pshat over here. They say that maybe Shemo asa tshuva. No, it would be Shemo asa tshuva, so we have a klal ein sofik moitzimi devadai. This person zicha did an aveda. And if it's a sofik, he did tshuva, it's a sofik. So ein sofik moitzimi devadai. So why am I not allowed to be Maharer Achel? I can rightfully assume that's a clown call Ilchas HaTorah Ein Sofik Moitzimi Devadai. I can assume Mislami didn't do Tshuva, Mislami remained with Aveira. So therefore the Gemara says, no, it's not a Sofik, it's a Vadai. El Vadai Yosa Tshuva. Rabbi Yonasan Zuchen of Orcha brings down a pshat from the Shloach Kodesh that without making a graiz in the Baraisa. No, Bshan the Baraisa is Al Taharer Achov Bayoim Shema Osa Tshuva. That shouldn't be the hero. Don't think maybe he did Tshuva, because maybe the Stut Stodim. That's the hero. The hero shouldn't be maybe he did Tshuva. No, Vakert, he Vadai did Tshuva. In Tzamoyre de Kezach, we see how Chazal knew that the title, what a Talmud Chochem is. A Talmud Chochem is not one that has Yediyas HaTorah. If a person could do an Aveira and not do Tshuva, he's not a Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem is Al Kaponim, someone who if he did Aveira, he zichet did Tshuva on the Aveira. The Welt zog der Weltele, I don't know, some of that's not pshat in the Gemara, Shema Osa Tshuva, maybe he wrote a Tshuva on it, that it's Mutal, Tahare Rachov, that's how others say, the Vada Yosa Tshuva, but that's not Pashte Dekro, Pashte Dekro is speaking about the different Tshuva. Mahani Milim Bedvorim Shebegufoi, that's Bedvorim Shebegufoi, so then one should assume that he zichet the tshuva and al tahare rachel. Avo b'mamoyne ad mahado l'moy. But if there was a avol in moment that he did, so then, kol's man, he was not mesakin the chet, he's becheska sabarien. Yeah, zook the Gemara weiter. Ba'oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Bechov dalet mekoymis, bezdin menadin al kvoy torah. There are 24 cases, 24 instances where Bezdin is menade, Bezdin puts in cheirem al kvoy darab. Vekulam shoninu b'mishnaseinu. And one who is boki in Mishnayis could find all the 24 places. Oma lei rabbe lezer heiche. So he says, where are these Mishnayis that one can learn out the 24 places that one is menade, omalei lechisishkach. Everybody should put everything on a silver platter. Go find, adarabe. Go find in the Mishnayis. Nofak dok ba'ashkach tlas. He went, and he was medayik, and he was only able to find in Mishnayis three inyonim. That one sees that Bezin is menade al kvoy Torah. What are the three inyonim? Ha-mezalzel b'netilas yadayim. A person is mezalzel b'netilas yadayim. Poshit, it seems to me not, the Mefoshim say that he doesn't wash for pas. Va-mesaper achar mitosen shol tamidei chachomim. Va-megis daitoi klapei mailon. Someone speaks begaive keneged the rabbeinu shalom. These are the three inyonim. Now the Gemara will bring where we have them in Mishnayis. Ha-mesaper achar mitosen shol tamidei chachomim mai. Where do we see that there's a chiyuv nidui on a mesaper achar mitosen shol tamidei chachomim? Someone said a dovor gnai achar mitosen shol tamidei chachomim. Tisnan. Hu ayo eimer. Ein mashkin loy es agiyores to loy es amishucheres. Akavye ben Mahalalel held that by the din of hashkoa soite, there's no din hashkoa if the woman, the soite, is agiyores or amishucheres. We'll see why in Rashi. Machachomim oimrim mashke. Chomim said no. There's a din ashko even by agiyeres meshucheres. Va'omru loy, and they brought a raya to Akavya ben Mahalalo. Maise bechalchemis shivche meshucheres v'Yerushalayim. There's a maise shehoya. Kalchemis was a shivche meshucheres. Vishkuo shmaye v'avtalyim. In Shmaya Baptalion were the officiating Dayonim, and they said they should be Mashke. So they brought a Raya, Maise Shahoya from Shmaya Baptalion, that you are Mashke, Agiyoyres and Meshucheres. Om Alohem, Dugma Yishkua. So Akavya Ben Malalo told them, Shmaya Baptalion, Dugma Yishkua. So let us see Rashi, so far. Zot Rashi. Bechov Dalad Mekoimis. Hashte Mashme. Now the Gemara learns in the Havamin, and we'll see according to the Maskone, it changes according to Rashi. Motzinu Shenodu Chachomim, Shenidu Chachomim Bnei Odom Bechov Dalad Mekoimis Lekoved Arav. There are 24 places where there was a Kved Arav, Lefish Leinosu, Kved Lerabo. We can find this in 24 places. Hu ayoyme Akavye b'malalel b'meseches idyes. Ein mashkin im kinelo baylo v'nistero. If there was kinu in stire, we do not give, we not mashka asoite. Loyes agiyoyres, d'bnei Yisrael omo b'parshe, prat la eishes ger, ve'eved meshucho, eisha v'neved meshucho, v'kachem is kach shmo ayal shem mekoymo. Agav Uchem, we see something very interesting from here. Well, if we would learn the Mishneh Kipshutoi, Agiyoyres means a woman that was Megaya herself. Meshucheres means she was a Shivchen, she was Meshucheres. And that Zicha the Taich by Kalchemis, she was Shivche Meshucheres Birushalayim. She was a Shivche that became a Meshucheres. Rashi was mapik pashtei the Mishnah, and Rashi says a giyoris also includes a eishes ger, or an eishes eved meshucher. That's also called a giyoris and a meshucheres. And the reason Rashi said this was because the drosha that Rashi brings, it says b'nei Yisrael. So the parsha of Ashkoa Soit applies by b'nei Yisrael. So b'nei Yisrael, just like it applies by the isha, it applies by the husband also. So that's why Rashi had to put in that Giyoyres and Meshucheres also includes a Eishes Ger and a Eishes Eved Meshucha. The Mishnah Melech brings down the Bartanure and Mishnayis and Idyis. He has a different drosha. His drosha is, it says, Lo Olo Uleshvua Besoich Ameich. So Chazal Darshin Lafuki agiyoyres meshucheres, she is not the same am of Klal Yisrael. She does not come from the same nation. B'seich amech. So the Mishnah Malach wants to taina, according to the Baal Tanure, it would only be a miut on the isha. But if she's a ashes, if she's an ashes girl, so she comes from the same am that Klal Yisrael, so then there is a dinashko. Al koponim, so we have here amachloikis, or rishainim, if giyoyres and meshucheres means, literally, if she's a giyoyres and meshucheres, which everyone holds, or hu adin, a eishes ger, and an eishes eved meshucha. Al koponim, the chachomim brought a raya against Akavya. So Akavya told them, Dugma Hishkua. Al Shah. So let's see the Bach. The Bach is a Dugma Hishkua. Al Shahoyu Haim Doimim Lo. They were also in the same boat. They also stam from Gerim. Hishkua. Sho Yeshmaye Vavtalyim Ibnei Bonov Shal Sancher. Kedemrinim Begitim Per Kanezokin. Is Memele. They did not want to degrade her, that she should be different than someone else. Is Memele, she's not from B'nai Yisrael. So Memele, that's why they were Mashke. So it seems this was a shtickle insult to Shmayev Avtali Nasis. Since they also gave him, so they're similar to us, so therefore, so they didn't learn the correct pshat and posik, because they had a negi over here. Dugme ishkua. So Akavya was mezalzel bekvoidoi shel Shmayev Avtali. Let us see Taisvis. Dugme ishkua, peirish rashi, vishoisa giyoris kemoisom, shahoyu geirim. Chemashme bi Yerushalmi demoyet koten, mao dugme dechvoso. They were similar to her. That's one shot. Ba'oruch peirish, dugme ishkua, mei tseva, avaloyhoyu morim mamish, le mochku atoira leo, elo liyaro oisa. The whole thing was only fake. It wasn't the that wasn't an emesashko. They wanted to scare her that she should be made. So therefore, that's why they did it. So according to Taisvis, it's very shver. So where's the zilzel? What did he chepish mayev avtalian? So the Taisvis Yontav wants to say that that was also not the right thing to do, because what if Shitaka was mezane and she'll see that the meimorim doesn't work, so there'll be mitzi. Yeah, that's what you have to say, according to Taisvis. So therefore, he was mezalzel. So what happened? Benidu. So they were menadeh him. They put him in cheirim. Umeis beniduyoi besoklo bezden es aroinoi. And bezden was soikol viyolim. Avakavye ben malalo. So that's one case we find in Mishnayis. That you menade al kvoida rab, and that's a mesapa achem mitos and shol tamid echachom. Where do we find the second case? Vamezalzel benatilas yadai ma'i. This nan and this mishneh, there's a machloikis. He says that the Tana Kama says that they put a kavya ben malalol and nidui, and he says Omar Rabbi Yehuda chas v'sholem. Shakavye b'malalol nisnade, that we should put him in nidui, she'ein azora nin eles al kol odom b'Yisrael, b'chochme uvetare ubeyireshet kakavye b'malalol. When Yidin used to be oile, erev Pesach, the shech the kolben Pesach, there were three kites, and when the azora became full, they used to shut the doors. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if someone would take a census then, and see whoever was there, there was not one person in the Azore who was equal to Akavya ben Malalo, b'chochme u'betare v'yirashet. Ela, so it can't be that they were menadeh. Ela esmi nidui esalosa ben chanoich, shek pikpek ben etilus yadayim, he was mezalzel in etilus yadayim, Shemeis sholchei bezn v'nichei even gedoyla al aroinoi. V'lamdoch shekol amisnade umeis beniduyoi bezn soiklin es aroinoi. So this is the second case that we find that we're menade. Uncovered a rav and he was mezalzel in the takona of Natilas Yedai. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rashi say? Rabbi Yehuda polig adalael. Diktoni shenidui es akavya. He dingzech that they were menade es akavya. So the tzlach asks, you don't need a rashi for this. Vashteitzech. I mean, he says klo that Abuda says they weren't menade akavya. So the tzlach says rashi wants to fa'emfa akashe. The Gemara says that he found three places, Rabbi Loza found three places in Mishnayis that they were menade. So l'chayre, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's not three places. There's only two. Natila Shadayim will have the third case. So where's the three? So therefore Rashi wants to say, so you could learn, you could hear, like a hakira. What is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? You could say, Rabbi Yehuda held, let's say, that pshat dugme shku means like taisvis, and there was no insult whatsoever. That's how you could learn pshat. So then according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no such case of mesaper achem mitoshen shel tamidei chachamim. But if you look good, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that. Rabbi Yehuda says chas v'sholim shakavye b'mehalol nisnadu shein ezorin in elis hakolodim yisroel b'chochma b'tah b'yirashchei. So what does he mean? We're talking about two different things. He was mesaper achem mitoshen shel tamidei chachamim. So he says he was a very big tzaddik. So mayin shmit v'leitzer al sinai. No, pshat is that such a person is protectia. The Gemara says that they never did not want to be part of a bezin to put acherim on a tzuva merabonon. He did an avla. An avla is an avla, but you don't put such a person in acherim. That's, bezin can't do such a thing. Nidui is not a poshet azach, and they would never do it to such a person. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying like this. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, polig. What does Rashi say? Rabbi Yehuda poligadol dektoni shenodu esakav, shenidu esakavya. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, they weren't menadim bepoil. That's for sure he was chayiv nidu. Ich ding zech nishmetir, that he was chayiv nidu. That was the Tanakh Kamis says, that he was chayiv nidu, because it was mesaparachat mitosin shol tamidei chachomim. I agree with you. So the limud that mesaparachat mitosin shol tamidei chachomim is chayiv nidu. I agree with you. So there are three. But I disagree with you that bepoil they want menada. That's what Rashi is coming to tell us over here. She'ein azoran in elas beperkei de psochim she'yishare yazoran in olim k'she'shoich de psochim shal kol kat ve'kat she'penach nishchat ve'gimel kiteis. Akol odom be'yisroel k'loima k'she'hoyisun in elas aleyem. When the doors of the azora were closed, v'hainu k'she'nismalo per le'per. There wasn't someone equivalent to a kavya. Who were they menade? Alosa ben chanoich shepikpek, zilzel. Vainu nami likovet harab. This also covered harab. Sheova al pi hagoizrim al ayadai. He was over on those who were mesaken the tilos yadai. That's the second Mishnah. And what's the third Mishnah? Hamegis datei klapei mailo maihi, esnan, sholach loi shimin ben shetach, lochoinei hamagul, tzorich ato lehisnadois. You're mechuyev to be in nidui. Because the way he was matriach to Rabbeinu Shloilom was megis datei klapei mailo. You don't, meret nishazay to the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Vilmolei choinei ato, if you wouldn't be chayni amagul gezrani olech onidui, I would be goyzer nidui on you. Avo ma'ese sha'ato mischate lifnei hamokim ba'oysu locho retzoincho keben she'mischate lifnei oviv, that a child can do avlis to a father ba'oysu ba'oysu loy retzoinei ba'lech ha'kosu ba'yma yismach avicha v'imercha v'sogil yeladetech. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Ulmoli chayne yato sheyotza shimcho begdule bachshives tzech ato liyisnadis lefi sheitriach lefnei amokim al esek shomim." He was giving directions how the rain should go. Loikach shalti kam apomim. It was raining too strong. It was raining too little. He was giving directions. Uchvoid amokim kvoid aravu. So that's not the way one speaks to the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Mischate loshen choite, nekel beliboy lachte laoviv, latrichoy al tavosoy. It is very interesting that tzlach is ma'ira, that in the Gemara says Rabbi Lozer found three cases that they were menada of kveid harav. What's the three cases? He starts off in the Tilas Yadayim, which this is the second case in the Mishnah. The second case, Mesapa Acha Mitosin Shal Tamidei Chachomim, which is the first case in the Mishnah. And the third one is Hamegis Datei Klapei Mailo, which is, so these two are Mishnayis in Idiyas, in Ezekiel. And the third case is a Mishnah in Tainis, in Seida Moyed, which came first. And historically, Rav Shimon Ben Shetach was before Akavya Ben Malalal also. So it's very modne. The Seder is very modern, why he's magdim first in the Tilos Yadayim, and then and then Mesapa Acha Mitosan, and then Megis Datoi. So the Tzlach wants to say a very, very poshut pshat. He says, because the only case where we see that it's a Dava Muskim they put in Nidui was the case of Netilas Yedaim. There was Ichan Nisnade. The other two cases was Royal Isnades, or he told him even less than that. So Al Kaponim, so that's why in Seder, the Gemara is bringing down the case where you see there was a Vadai Nidui. The second case, there's a machloikis if there was a nidui. And the third case is where the zicha wasn't a nidui, but al kaponim was roili snadis. Yeah. So the Gemara is another case. The Tani Rabbi Yosef Taidis Ishraimi, Hinig es b'nei, the Tani Rabbi Yosef Taidis Ishraimi, Hinig es b'nei raimi lachilom gdiyem ikulosom b'leili psochem. He made a minig in Rome that the night of Pesach for the Seder they should eat gdiyim, which are roasted similarly to the way the Korban Pesach was roasted, which was mekulis, roishay, al-kilbov. What does Rashi say, mekulosim? Rashi says, mekulosim tluyim kshen shleimim. They were roasted when they were complete. The toilin kareim v'karsuleim v'kirbeim svivoisom v'shpud v'ashem kach kareim mekulis shuloshen mezuyin. It's like an armed gdik. The metagim v'koiva v'choishes al roishay v'kulsan v'nechosha. So it seemed it looks like a helmet over the head of the gdik. V'leile p'sochem v'seichel l'pesach sh'tzalu sholem sh'nema boy al kro v'al kilboy k'loima im kro v'im kilboy. So, Taidis Yishroimi was manigas Neiroimi to do this. Sholach Leishimim Ben Shetach, Ilmoli Taidis Atav, you wouldn't have been Taidis. Zoza Yishchosh of Miyoid, Vizran Yelecho Nidoi, Shatamachal Es Yisrael Kotshim Bechutz. This minig could bring about that people would think that it's really Kotshim. Since it's being roasted like Kotshim, people think it's Kotshim and you're eating Kotshim Bechutz. What does Rashi say? Gezrani lechonidi, v'ayne nami lechvoy darav, sh'oscho chachomim es adovo, v'hishu korev lahachal es Yisrael kotshim b'chut, sh'aroy esover sh'gdishi l'shem Pesach. Al-Koponim, so we have another case. Why did Rabbi Loza find this case? So the Gemara answers, v'mishne seinu kamrin, he told them in Mishnai she could find it. For her baraisi, this is a baraisi. So memele, so that's why he only found three. So the Gemara asks, Ube Masnisen Leke, there is not a case of Nidui when the Mishnah is, Vaika Hodisnan, Chotchai Chulyas, if a person had a tunnel, and the tunnel was cut in chalokim, was cut in slices, Vinosan Chul Bein Chulya Lechulya, and between each slice of the tunnel, some sand was put there to make a barrier that it should not be in Gansen like a double sholem. So the shaila is, you have a tunnel which is functioning as a tunnel, but lemaise it's like a puzzle, a crossword puzzle that like it's like a puzzle that's put together, a puzzle that's put together because really it is not attached. This chol bein chulya lechulya. Rabbi Elezer Metayer. So Rabbi Elezer holds that this does not have a shame tanu. This does not have a shame tanu because this was cut in pieces. Each piece does not have, is not a tanu. So even though it's functioning as a tanu now, but it does not have a shame tanu. The Chachomim Metamim. Vezeu tanu reishal Achnoi. This is the famous tanu of Achnoi. My Achnoi. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Malamed shekifu alochis kachnoi zevetimu. At the Chachamim brought many verayis and neichoches keneged Rabbi Elazar HaGadol to prove that this does have a shame tano, and they were metame all the things. If the tano became tome, it remained tome, and all the tares that were baked in this tano became automatically tome. The sanya we learned in the verayisa oisei hayoy mevi kol tares shatir Rabbi Elazar the soul from Lefonov. And they burnt them to show that they were tamei. And later they put him in nidui. They put Rabbi Elazar HaGadol in nidui. So we see another case that Yemenadn Lekvoid Harav. So the Gemara says that for Lohochi Nidi Bemas Nisim Loitna. This doesn't say in the Mishnah. This is a Baraisa. V'sanya Yisei Yoyim Bichu. But this does not say in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, so we don't even have, we only have three Mishnayis that speak about this Yisod. So, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, B'chov Dalad Mekoymis. Al'chov Dalad Mekoymis Eichem Ashkachas Lo. So the Gemara answered, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi midame milse le milse, Rabbi Loza loy midame milse le milse. And what this means, let us see Rashi. Chotchoi chulyes tanu sholcheres shu osi kekli. A tanu sholcheres is a keli, umetaltel, utchilis briyose minatit. The raw materials are tit, umetzalfoi bekivshon. And it is put into a kiln until it gets hardened. Kishak deres, and that now becomes cheres. Vim nitmo, if it became tome, yitzricha kosom netitze. So it has to be destroyed, taken apart. Vim notze binyin ze, shechot chay soviv soviv kechuye, so it was cut in pieces, aguloi, vechoso vechibroi. Now it was again attached, betit shel choyl, also with a tit, and it seems this tit had some type of koyach hachibur, but it was not put again into a kibshon. The chibroi betit shel choyl ben chul yilachuy. Rabbi Lezer metayer elom sheinu oid kikli cheres shaloi nisraf bekibshon. This tit was not put into a kibshon. So even though there is some sort of a chibur, but this chibur does not make it again into a kli cheres. V'chachomim metamen. They burnt all these taras. They were menadim, lafisha hirba miyoid lachlik bedovaze, kidamarinim bebob metziya beperik azot. So the Gemara answered, need the masis and loitna, or the bechu bebraisa with the tonilo, it's not a Mishnah. So then the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, how did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi find the Chov Dalad Mekoymes? So the Gemara says, Medame milse le milse, kol mokim shero b'mas nisen, shenechla kayochid al harabim, where he saw that a yochid had the ha'oze to be choylek al harabim achleikis gdoyle, oy echad min hachachamim shebedaber koshe keneged godol mimenu oy meroy hoy yakan nidui. So he found 24 places where one's actions were deserving of nidui. But Maisi wasn't put in nidui. So these were the chav dalad mekaynis. The nitziv in the shiltes in Hemik Shaila says that, so according to Rashi, this Chavdalad Mekoymes is, this number Chavdalad is grad, coincidental. That means he found 24 places in Shas which Tanoim did not speak with the correct Derech Eretz, Keneged Rabom, Keneged Rabim, Keneged Echad Godl Mehem. There's no such inyan. The Loshen HaGemorah, B'Chavdalad Mekoymes Bezden Menadim. It seems there are 24 tziyurim that Bezen is menadet. According to Rashi, there's no such thing. The Rambam Taka brings down, there are chav, dalet, dvorim, Bezen menadet. There are chav, dalet, averes, which Bezen is menadet. So the Rambam Taka didn't learn like that. The Rambam learned Taka there are 20, in the Yerushalmi it says there are 24 in Yonim, which Bezen is menadet. So a person does Meloch, Erev, Pesach, Lacha, Chatzos is one of the 24 Dvorim. There are different Zach, which Bezen HaMenade. So the Rambam Lo Emshat, Medame Milse Le Milse means that he found in the Mishnayis a remez that on these in Yonim, one should be Menade. The Hemek Shilta says he doesn't know where the Rambam saw in the Mishnayis. That was in a Rambam Avdos. Rabbi Lez also couldn't figure it out. Rabbi Shimon Levi figured it out, but upon him, the Rambam learned a different pshat in the Gemara, that the stake chav dal a different avoinis, which Bezen is menade. Tana Rabbo,
Noisi amita v'chilufei. Tono rabbonon, ein mitzien es hameis samoch l'krishme. One should not bring out a meis samoch l'krishme. Bim ischilu ein mafsikin. But if they start, they took out the meis, so then you're not mafsik to levaya and you go with the levaya, even if that will bring about a ichul of zman krishme, or perhaps even a bittul of krishme. But if they started, ein mafsik. Ein iba Rav Yosef avku samach l'krishme. Rav Yosef, by the levaya of Rav Yosef, already was the zman, was samach for the zman krishme, and they took him out. So the Gemara says, Adam Choshev Shaini. Ein mitzien es hameis, Rashi says, lekovroi, somach lekrishme, lefi shemizbatlim min akriya. This is a very interesting halacha, which needs bio, that means that even though there's a ptur of oisik b'mitzvah, but if there's man krishme, it's samuch l'zman krishme, and by doing this mitzvah, one will be mafkiya the zman krishme, and the zman krishme is coming or is here already. So l'chatchila, one should not start a second mitzvah, because the second mitzvah, even though we have a klal oisik b'mitzvah, is potamina mitzvah, that's the other way around. Let's say a person was Isaac in the taking care of an Aveda, and an Araman came, put it up, so he's potter to give the Araman. That means he had started, was a Hischel Beheta. Here already there's a din, if this man Krishma is coming, or Tomach this man Krishma, one should not start a new mitzvah, which will bring about a bittel or an ichor of the mitzvah that this man was chal, or was about to be chal. Afal pi came, if he started the mitzvah, so then this mitzvah is boiche. Then there's a new aloch of an Adam Choshuv, that for some reason, the covet of an Adam Choshuv is even the ichol of the second mitzvah is boiche, the chiyuv of the first mitzvah, which is about to be chal. So if ne amitiv shalachar amitiv, tonu rabbonim, ha'oiskim behespet, those who ha'oisek behespet, bizman shameis mutal lifneyem. So then, in the came Zman Krishme, Nishmotim Echod Ve'echod Ve'koinem. If there's a gewaldike choymer of a hesped, when the mace is there, do you not be mafsik the hesped in order to learn Krishme? The hesped has to continue. And the yechidim are Nishmotim. Ein ha-mace mutalif neyem, but what if it is not in front of the mace? So then, the Zman Krishme comes, so a hefsek is made between in the hesped. Hein yoyishvim v'koyrim. So they learn krishme. Bu yoyishvim v'doymim. Hein moim demim espalim. These are all hefsekes in the middle of the hefsek. You look at the clock, it's Mount Villa, and then demim espalu. Bu loyimed u matzik all of hasadim. The Mreini Sode, I think, is medayik. No, the Nachlus David is medayik. That bizman shehameis mutalif neyem, tefillah, there's nothing what to talk about. Tefillah is ad rabbonim, there's no din of nishmotim. The whole din of nishmotim is only by kriyishma. And tefillah de potter. Ma she'enkein ein hameis mutalif neyem. So there already there's a din of oimdin umispalalim. That's side by kriyishma and side by tefillah. What does Rashi say? Ein ha-meis mutalif neyem, sha-meis bebayis acher, v'heim aspidem o'isoy kan. V'yesh meforshim shanosum l'tzad acher. The Tzlach explains these two perushim atoli, we had a machloikis av yudches omet aleph, what is called meisoy mutalif onam. It says over here that the oinon, he doesn't like krishmen, he doesn't daven. Now we hear a machlekes of Yitzchak Madalf. What is called meisim mutal lefonav? One man the omad meisim mutal lefonav is davkiv. He's in the same room with the meis. Then he's potter from krishma tefillah. But if if it's ain meisim mutal lefonav, the meis is in a different house. He's also mechuyev. So therefore, according to Rapope, the Rashi had to say he must be yesh b'foshim shenosel letzad acher. But it's in the same room. There another man, the Yomer, that said, may say mutal of fun of giving shemutal all of lekovri, can mutal of fun of domi. So according to that man, the Yomer, Rashi said, shameis bebay yisacher. Yeah. But Oimer, al kaponim, what does the Oinen do? He doesn't learn Krishme, he doesn't daven shemenesre. Who Oimer, the map, the gol of asadin. That's minyona the Yomer. But Oimer, riboin hoilomen. Harbe chatosi lefonecho loinafrato mimeni echod mini elef. Yirotzein mulfonecho Hashem aleikeinu shetigder pirtzeiseiner pirtzeis kol amcho beis Yisrael barachme. Omer Abaye loimiboy lelinish lemei mohochi. This loshen is too great a Pesach. He's saying that I wasn't paid echod mini elef. That means, in other words, he's deserving much more. But the Rabbi Shlom gave him a fraction of what he's deserving. Let me boil a linen shlomei mahochi. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Loki, Shechen Tadu Mishmed Rabbi Yosi, Lo oilom al yiftach odom piv lesok. Amar Rabbi Yosef maikro, Shenema, we find Yeshaya said, Kimat kistoy mayinu, he said we are like stoim, and he said such a Pesach. So the Rabbi Shlom answered him, Mayahad alu novi, Shimu dvar Hashem, Ketzinei stoim. Rashi bu yoshe v'doimim ha'ovel l'mei mahochi l'inifrato mimeni demashme hafra.